With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening to sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. Holy Week is at the heart of the Christian faith as the season of Lent comes to an end and the drama of the Passion unfolds before the startling news of the resurrection on Easter. On today's program, then, we'll celebrate the triumph of Palm Sunday and then move to the agony of the Passion as we progress through one of the most powerful weeks of the Christian year. We'll listen to profound sacred choral and organ music by Stainer, Lasso, Dubra, Bruckner, and many others. We'll begin with a grand processional, originally composed for organ by William Matthias, but arranged here for trumpet and organ. Trumpeter Crispian Steele Perkins is joined by Stephen Cleberry, playing the organ in the chapel of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
Stephen Cleberry played the organ, and Crispy and Steele Perkins played trumpet on Processional by William Mathias. No celebration of Palm Sunday is complete without singing the wonderful hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, with words attributed to St. Theodulf of Orléans. It's set to the tune Fallet will ich dir geben, composed by Melchior Teschner in the early 17th century, and later used by J.S. Bach in his St. John Passion. The choir of Wells Cathedral sings, directed by Malcolm Archer. All Glory, Laud, and Honor was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral under the direction of Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff played the organ. Rupert Goff appears next as conductor with the Choir of Royal Holloway who several years ago produced an excellent recording of works by Latvian composer Rihards Dubra. The text of Ubi Caritas comes from the Liturgy for Foot Washing on Maundy Thursday and is beautifully set in this composition. Music of Rihards Dubra on With Heart and Voice. Ubi Caritas by Rihards Dubra was sung by the choir of Royal Holloway, led by Rupert Goff. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn Cross of Jesus, Cross of Sorrow receives a simple and direct treatment in the tune composed by Sir John Stainer for his cantata, The Crucifixion. We'll hear the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, directed by Thomas Foster. Thomas Foster led the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, in the hymn Cross of Jesus, Cross of Sorrow. The text of William Walton's anthem, A Litany, comes from the hymn by 17th century English clergyman and poet Phineas Fletcher, Drop, Drop, Slow Tears. It's a concise but poignant text, and Walton's setting of it is exquisite. We'll hear the choir of Wells Cathedral, directed by Andrew Nethsinger. A litany composed in 1916 by William Walton when he was only 15 years old beautifully expresses the poetry of Phineas Fletcher. The choir of Wells Cathedral was led by Andrew Nethsinga. Orlando di Lasso's motet In Monte Olivetti sets words from Luke and Matthew depicting Christ's prayer to the Father in the garden on the Mount of Olives and finally accepting God's will. Stile Antico performs this Renaissance motet. Stile Antico sang In Monte Olivetti by late Renaissance composer Orlando di Lasso. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. John Weaver was commissioned in 2009 to compose a set of three chorale preludes for viola and organ by sisters Carol and Catherine Rodland and their mother Joanne Harris Rodland. The first of these wonderful pieces is a setting of wondrous love composed in three stanzas. Carol Rodland plays viola, and Catherine Rodland plays the organ in Bow Memorial Chapel on the campus of St. Olaf College. ¶¶ The Rodland Duo, violist Carol Rodland and organist Catherine Rodland, performed Wondrous Love from a set of three chorale preludes by John Weaver. The lush harmonic language of 20th century French composer Pierre Villette beautifully suits the text of O Salutaris Ostia in our next selection. The Holsingers perform this motet, O Saving Victim, conducted by Stephen Layton. O Salutaris Ostia by Pierre Villette was performed by the Holsingers under the direction of Stephen Layton. Words of Isaac Watts are next in the hymn When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, one of nearly 700 hymns to flow from his pen. It's set to the tune Rockingham, taken from Webb's 1820 collection of psalm tunes and arranged by Edward Miller. The choir of Bath Abbey sings, led by Peter King.
Thank you.
Peter King led the choir of Bath Abbey in the hymn When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Marcus Seeley played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll listen to another setting of Phineas Fletcher's poem Drop, Drop, Slow Tears next. The simplicity of Orlando Gibbon's Song 46 allows the words to speak clearly and for themselves. It's lovingly sung here by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directs. Drop, Drop, Slow Tears, with tune by Orlando Gibbons, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. It took many years for Anton Bruckner to achieve public recognition, and it wasn't until fairly late in life, after the appearance of his 7th symphony, that fame came to him. It was in that same year, 1884, when he was 60 years old, that he composed his moving setting of Christus Factus Est. We hear this motet sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by John Scott.
Thank you.
Christus Factus Est by Anton Bruckner was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott conducted. The Reproaches, composed in 1984 by John Saunders, are part of the Good Friday liturgy, and this setting follows some of the characteristics of Allegri's famous Miserere, alternating plain chant with spare harmonies in the verses. The composer conducts the choir of Gloucester Cathedral in this performance.
Oh.
John Saunders led the choir of Gloucester Cathedral in his own setting of The Reproaches for Good Friday. John Ireland's tune Love Unknown perfectly suits words written more than two centuries earlier in the hymn My Song is Love Unknown by Samuel Crossman. The choir of Wells Cathedral sings. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in the hymn, My Song is Love Unknown. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to begin the dramatic journey through Holy Week. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.